shoreline over there, about maybe another 15 meters out.
Okay.
And it just kind of eroded over time. Okay. But with the, again, with the increase of the storm frequency and intensity, it started to change. Palau traditionally is outside the typhoon belt, the typhoon path. It usually starts way down like by Panape and so forth, but now the typhoon is getting closer. It's starting to form closer around Palau, so you see that movement. So when you have that little movement moving forward, and then one of our challenges is that not only you're losing the coastal, but you have ocean acidification. And then you have sea surface temperature. Study has shown that when you have an increase in the seawater temperature, then you have an explosion of what you call crown of thorns, and they eat corals. And so when they eat corals, eventually when you have another typhoon that's going to be close to Palau, we don't have to get a direct hit. All it has to do is just take a surge from the wave, destroy the corals, and then there's nothing stopping the wave coming through. Because that's what one of the reefs was to stop these waves coming, crashing through. But now you have them coming through. So it's a very good example of how you're starting to see some of these reefs are dying out because of ocean acidification. And that also causes coral bleaching. So these are small, small things, but they add up. And then over the past 10 years, you could see the rapid. The small islands right now are living with climate change, like the rest of the world. But for us, it's much more polarized because we're coming from a small place, so we get to see it. Whereas in the case of Germany, last year you had a flooding, but Germany's a big landmass. So people in Berlin not necessarily knew what happened up in the northern region, but here in Palau, one small impact impacts the entire island.